Northwest Arkansas is comprised of several communities that have experienced great growth during the past decade. For example, according to the United States Census Bureau, Rogers had a population of nearly 56,000 in 2010. That's about 17,000 more people living in the city than in 2000. To help plan for the future of the area, the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce is working on a community action plan. The first step in this plan has been gathering community input. This has involved the creation of the website RogersLowellVision.com, where people who live and or work in the Rogers Lowell area can learn more about the plan, as well as participate in a survey that's gathering feedback on a variety of community issues and concerns that may be addressed by the Community Action Plan. Raymond Burns, president and CEO of the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce, says they've created six action plans for the community since 1987. Last year, local leaders gathered to see what they had accomplished since the last plan. Burns says most of the major goals had been realized, so instead of revising the previous plan, they decided now was a good time to take a good, hard look at the community and create a new plan.
With the economy coming back the way it is, we really feel like we're just right on the edge. All of Northwest Arkansas is really right on the edge of some really great things happening over the next few years, and we can't afford to get it wrong.
The Chamber has enlisted the help of Market Street Services, an Atlanta, Georgia-based company that did research with the Northwest Arkansas Council in 2010. In an effort to gather the community's input, some residents have participated in a handful of focus groups. Other community members who also want their voices heard can take part in an online survey that will remain live until 5 o'clock Friday afternoon. Brad Phillips, Vice President of Marketing Communications for the Chamber, says it's important for those living in the Rogers area to take advantage of this unique opportunity to offer their input to help make the community a more attractive place to live and work.
Well, I think the floodgates are open already. You look at some of the awards. I was looking through our annual report here. The fact that Northwest Arkansas is number three in job growth, NewGeography.com last year recognized us for that. You've got the Council for Community and Economic Research calling us the nation's sixth most affordable. And then we're number four in private jobs growth. And the University of Arkansas in its September report last year said that we're an economy that's outgrowing our peer regions. So whether we like it or not, I think we have to help our businesses be prepared to attract a quality workforce so that we can be a world-class community.
The Community Action Plan includes four phases, which will take about 6 months to complete. After gathering stakeholder input, planners will move on to phase two, which consists of a competitive assessment. Whitney Yoder, Vice President of Development for the Chamber of Commerce, explains the consulting group will compare Rogers to other communities that are similar to this region in order to find areas that need improvement. According to the Community Action Plan's website, the Rogers Lowell area will be benchmarked against Springfield, Missouri and Overland Park, Kansas, two communities with which the area competes for both jobs and workers.
And then the third phase is actually they bring the recommendations to us, the Community Action Plan, partly from what they found in the competitive analysis as well as what they found in the stakeholder input phase, and say to us, this is, you know, where we see room for growth, room for improvement, opportunities, some challenges that you may have. And then the last phase is the implementation guidelines to kind of talk through and say, okay, this is how you can implement this plan, so that then we have benchmarks going forward once the consultant is out of the picture and we know how to implement those things. We can track our progress. We can see what we've done and how we're making those improvements.
The steering committee for the Community Action Plan consists of about two dozen community leaders from the public, private, and nonprofit sectors. Raymond Burns, president and CEO of the Rogers Lowell Chamber of Commerce, is a member of the committee, which offered input to Market Street Services before the consulting firm created questions for the survey. A number of the questions ask about downtown Rogers, which Burns says will be helpful in a separate downtown Rogers master plan that's being worked on. Other questions in the survey ask about the local school district, the area's strengths and weaknesses, the community's infrastructure, and quality of life. Burns says one of the things that keeps him up at night is thinking about the point at which the local communities can no longer handle the type of quality employees world-class companies need. If they can't attract the necessary talent, these businesses will likely go someplace else. Burns says it's important to stay ahead of the curve, and quality of life issues will determine the area's future more than anything.
One of Roger's strengths over the years has always been that we've looked at quality more than we've looked at quantity. And because we've been so fortunate with the other plans that we've done to stay ahead of that growth as much as we possibly can, I think that it hasn't been as big a burden as it would have been if, for instance, the growth came and there were no roads. And I know we've got orange barrels all over the city right now, and we're fixing to have a whole lot more. But in a lot of cases, especially out in the western part of Rogers, we were able to get water, sewer, and most of the main roads in before the growth actually came, and that attracted the growth. So because we've been proactive and because we've been more concerned with quality than quantity, I think that at least the majority of things that I hear is that they want us to proceed cautiously. They certainly want us to look at the quality over the quantity and just be smart about the way we do things, and this study will help us do that.
Burns expects by the end of the year, the committee will have assessed the results of their research and have submitted a plan to the public. He expects to start implementing some of their plans by next year. The goal will then be to see how much they can accomplish in the next 5 years or so before they think about creating another community action plan.
We are poised to grow. I mean, we're just right on the edge getting ready to take this to the next level, and we really want folks to chime in. I mean, this is the one opportunity you have to define the community you live and work in, and we'd like to hear what our residents really have to say. And I'm most curious about that, because this is the community's plan. This isn't the chamber's plan or the city's plan. This plan belongs to the community. We'll be charged with trying to implement some of it, maybe not all of it. The city will be. There may be other groups that will be in charge of implementing portions of it. So it's always exciting to see what people have to say about you.
Burns estimates they have received about 1,200 survey responses so far. That's about 2% of Rogers' total population. If you live and or work in the Rogers Lowell area and would like to give your input about the community's future, you can log on to rogerslowellvision.com to take the survey. The questionnaire will be available until 5 o'clock Friday afternoon. After that, local residents can return to the website during the next couple of months to keep updated on the plan's progress. This is Ozarks at Large.